Well, let's talk about Disney then. This weekend, it's looking to cast a spell with a new live-action version of its classic Cinderella.
A dream is a wish your heart aches when you're fast asleep.
The studio's dream is that Cinderella sweeps the box office just like the live-action Alice and Maleficent did before her. Disney is aiming to make $100 million at the global box office over its opening weekend. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's yet another effort to capitalize on the popularity of princesses.
Once upon a time, in 1950, Disney made a Cinderella classic. Its new version has many of the same elements. Two mean stepsisters? Check.
Cinderwench.
Dirty Ella.
Cinderella. That's what we'll call you.
A wicked stepmother? Check.
You shall not go to the ball.
A fairy godmother. Check. And of course, there's the blue gown, the glass slipper, the handsome prince, the ball, the getting back before midnight. Check, 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 check. Director Kenneth Branagh says he wanted his live-action Cinderella to stay true to the spirit of Disney's cartoon.
Which meant we would continue to be flamboyant and sumptuous. We'd be very colorful. We would create castles and forests and picnics and balls in as vibrant a way as possible. But the real reason to do it again was to find in Cinderella a heroine who might speak a little more directly for and to the 21st century.
Have courage and be kind.
That is the mantra of this new movie, whose characters have backstories explaining why they are the way they are, much like other recent fairy tale retellings. Branagh says his Cinderella is neither a damsel in distress nor a pushover.
It seemed to me that if you could find a way to make kindness and goodness a kind of superpower and still intelligent and witty and sexy and fun and all the things that you hope other people can be as well, then you'd have a Cinderella who is new and different.
The Cinderella fairy tale goes back to at least the 17th century. On the big screen, her story has been told dozens of times, portrayed more recently by Drew Barrymore, Hilary Duff, Selena Gomez, and Anna Kendrick. In 1997, Disney cast R&B singer Brandy Norwood as the princess, with pop diva Whitney Houston as her fairy godmother.
Back then, they were pitching it as this new era of multicultural Disney.
Peggy Orenstein is the author of the best-selling book Cinderella Ate My Daughter.
It's been roughly 20 years, and the hoopla about the first Black Disney princess is long over. And look, we're back to that same old, white, skinny, blonde, blue-eyed girl.
Orenstein rails against the company's merchandising machine, which now includes a plastic glass slipper for $24.95, a $200 Cinderella tea set, limited edition costumes, makeup, and fashion dolls. It's a sort of consumerism and obsession with princesses that prompted Orenstein to write her book.
The kind of massive attempt to sell, you know, whatever they can slap Cinderella onto. It's just the brainwashing level of merchandise.
Visit most school playgrounds like Marvin Avenue Elementary in Los Angeles, and you'll see girls wearing princess t-shirts, accessories, and backpacks, and singing along with Disney's heroines. Here, 9-year-old Leila Hernandez says she has high hopes for the new Cinderella.
She's so pretty, like sparkling star.
You think it's going to be like Frozen?
Yeah.
Or better than Frozen?
Better than Frozen.
Beating the Oscar-winning musical cartoon is a tall order, and in fact, before each screening of Cinderella, Disney is playing its new Frozen featurette. This week, the studio announced it's making Frozen 2. It's also rebooting Beauty and the Beast. If they can sell enough tickets and tiaras, they'll all live happily ever after.
The dream that you wish will come true.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.